The rhythm of the yoga class pace plays a crucial role in supporting and achieving the flow state, where movements seamlessly transition from one to another, and practitioners experience a deep sense of immersion and focus. Yoga teachers must spend time connecting to the rhythm and pace of the class and give students time to actually do what's being instructed so that the flow state might be accessed. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Before we dive back into today's episode, I am thrilled to introduce and invite you to join me this August in an innovative hybrid approach to yoga teacher training. I have designed this hybrid format to combine the benefit of online learning that allows you to set your own pace, along with four separate experiential, hands-on, in-person weekend sessions, which I like to call the anatomy of teaching. This blended format style of teacher training is going to prepare trainees to become leaders in their communities, sharing and teaching all facets of the practice of yoga with confidence and assurance. Within the four in-person weekend training sessions, you will build upon the foundation of the online study as I equip you with the necessary tools and skills that I know you need to develop to have a profound understanding of the underlying principles of skillful and intelligent sequencing, or the why behind the sequencing. This therapeutic approach focuses on organizational skills and class practices that are designed to empower and support the students that you will teach and lead so that they might tap into what the practice of yoga means to them under your guidance. Within this 200-hour hybrid teacher training, you will grow exponentially in your practice while learning what it takes to become a leader in your community teaching yoga from a known experience. And if you're listening and possibly your initial yoga teacher training didn't quite set you up for the success that you hope for or that I've just described, then this training is for you as well. Mark your calendar now. Registration for this hybrid yoga teacher training opens May 1st, and begin preparing now to embark on a journey with me like no other. The first in-person session begins August 17th, so check out the show notes and get your name on the wait list to be the first to receive all of the details. Back to today's episode. Let's talk about tempo and trust. I've spoken to tempo in past episodes, and it's another one of those topics that is worth revisiting, especially when it comes to the outcome of the experience you will have and the students you lead will have within the yoga class setting. The initial introductory phase of the yoga practice includes an elemental time of intentional centering and aligning into the present moment and the practice space. The teacher begins to set and lay the groundwork for the rest of the practice within this initial space of time. This time includes the acknowledgement and awareness of how students are breathing, along with establishing a benchmark of sensation and awareness that supports the tethering of the mind to the movement of breath. Yoga teachers support students greatly during this time by allowing them to drop an anchor to remain present for the experience they are having and creating on their yoga mat. The tempo begins to emerge from this initial centering and grounding element of the practice. As I teach and I lead yoga asana classes, once the pace and rhythm of the class have been established, I often remind students to stay in flow by offering the guidance of remembrance and returning to the flow state of being that supports a continual thread of one-pointed focus and awareness. A key consideration towards rhythm or tempo is also the safeguarding of time for students. Here is where trust comes in. I often remind students that I am going to hold the space of time for them so that they can truly release attachment to any clinging they may feel to a timeline that might disrupt the flow state that we are so carefully seeking to establish and sustain. I'd say that this safeguarding of time ranks high on the list of establishing your effectiveness as a leader and yoga teacher. It's not simply about time management, but it is a key contributor to building trust between and within the student-teacher relationship. If students know you are holding the space of time well, meaning you are beginning and ending the class within the timelines that were set on the schedule, then this begins to strengthen trust. Students can begin to loosen the grip that binds us often within the busyness of life and the fact that we are often in a state of being that is preoccupied with multitasking and speeding along to get to the next thing, that we forget or we cease to acknowledge the present moment, which is where living life resides. This leads me to the next aspect of tempo and trust as it relates to the pace set and giving instructions. When the quote, right, end quote, pace is established, then the practice can stand on its own and the present moment can be experienced. And we can be with the moment rather than get through it and on to the next thing. Here's where it's important that when yoga teachers give instructional cues, that there is space built in to actually give students the time to do what they are being asked. This can become skewed when teachers teach at such a fast pace for the sake of challenge or moving one breath per movement, without a felt sense of the rhythm of the action of the inhalation and exhalation that supports the steadiness and the ease of balance between the nervous system and the beautiful rhythmic reset that can emerge when thoughtful consideration is initiated between the teacher feeling into the rhythm, reading into the rhythm of the energy of the room as well. So what is the agenda with a fast-paced flow or vinyasa class? If we consider the one breath per movement approach, is it actually realistic that you are being given enough time to even land in the posture, let alone experience the moment of being in it? Rather, it becomes a space of getting through hurriedly to the next thing, the next posture, in some cases totally bypassing postures that are being cued because the rhythm being set by the teacher isn't congruent to what is actually being practiced within the room. It speaks to seeing students. What is the purpose then of this pace? And what are we teaching when this approach that subtly starts to communicate that the teacher isn't really seeing the students? Rather, there is a set routine to be followed regardless of whether there's time to explore the shape and pose being cued. When the pace becomes so quick, it heightens the risk of disconnection, and the intention of connection to the present moment diminishes, and likely frustration sets in, and the student desires to get through the practice rather than explore and be with what the yoga postures provide and offer to us as we explore them within a steady, rhythmic flow state of being. It begs the question and inquiry for yoga teachers to explore. What are we teaching students about the practice at this point? Not to mention if the pace becomes so fast that students become winded and short of breath, then we are then taking a practice, a contemplative practice designed with intent to move mindfully and use breath to support steadiness and cultivate ease, and we're making it into a production and possibly a performance-driven experience, which our society supports in many of the other pursuits and activities of life. And when the breath is forsaken, can the residue of the experience that we call yoga really be experienced? I want to offer to you three considerations when setting the rhythm and tempo of a yoga class. First, avoid rushing. Students shouldn't feel rushed to keep up with the pace of the class. A balanced tempo allows students to fully experience each posture and transition without feeling hurried, overwhelmed, or even unstable. Secondly, create a non-distracting pace. Even when the tempo picks up, there should still be enough space for students to stay present and connected to their breath and the movements. Space in between really does matter, just as vinyasa is a beautiful dance between movement and breath. Then we must consider our sequencing and pace as the structure, just like a sheet of music. The postures are the notes that fill the page. And within every beautiful piece of music, there are also rests and varied lengths of holds that support the fullness of the entirety of the composition or piece of music. And when played, there is also an appreciation for the beautiful sound that all of these components comprise as they come together to offer in the moment they are being played. It's the same principle within a yoga class. We are not waiting for an experience. We are creating one. The rhythm, tempo, and pace make a significant difference. And when this is set and held well by the teacher who pays close attention to the adjustments and the pauses that are needed, then there is a sweet moment and encounter with the present moment. Thirdly, even during faster-paced sequences, there should be room for students to move comfortably and execute the teacher's cues and instructions effectively. A well-paced class allows students to flow smoothly from one posture to the next. By understanding the importance of tempo and pacing within a yoga class, teachers can create an environment that supports students in finding balance, focus, and presence on their mat. Lastly, if you are a yoga teacher listening, consider if the pace in which you are instructing your classes are providing an experience that allows the distinct flow mental state of mind to emerge for students. You can certainly challenge students to build endurance, stamina, and strength within the asana practice by using varied tempos and longer holds. Quite possibly, a greater foundation of resilience can be established when we aren't trying to speed through the practice with barely time to land in the postures. Perhaps it's the slower, more contemplative tempos that ask and invite students to be with what they are sensing and noticing in the moment, and it allows a greater resilience to emerge from the shape. So let me ask you this. What would happen if we slowed down our pace? Thank you for joining me today. Don't forget, before you go, to click the follow button so that the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training podcast is readily available for you. And when you follow, it also encourages others to follow, which expands our community. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.